Hark, if your cup runneth over, when thou'st is trying to measure accurately, then thou'st is in need of a new cup. That's sort of the premise behind the next story, as we meet a Cambridge mathematician who says he's created the world's most accurate one-cup measuring cup.
So I was baking in the kitchen one day, and I realized that there was this math question about how a measuring cup is shaped affects what the accuracy is. I'm a total math nerd, and I just couldn't resist. I was hooked from then on.
That is Josh Redstone, a math PhD and former Silicon Valley software engineer. Now, before you say, what a story about a cup, is the Oak's brain only half full this morning? Know that it took this math nerd 4 years, thousands of dollars, and countless prototypes to redesign this deceivingly simple kitchen tool. He joined us here at our WBUR kitchen. 4 years. How did it go that long?
One thing I've learned in doing this is that bringing an idea to reality, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. I did it myself, and partly because I love the math behind it, and the process is enjoyable as well.
But admittedly, it wasn't always enjoyable. In fact, we learned just how stressful redesigning a measuring cup can be.
You mean besides the times when I was curled up on the bathroom floor? I had absolutely no background in making anything physical, so trying to do this involved a lot of negative feedback, a lot of, some people laughing at me, and yes, there have been parts that have been very difficult indeed.
But after those frustrating parts, Josh ended up with the current version, named Euclid, after the Greek father of geometry. His new measuring cup has a narrow bottom and flares out at the top. Think of it as shaped like a megaphone, but it has a flat side on the back. Okay, so we have the prototype of your cup in front of us here on the table. Explain the math behind this.
It narrows such that the ratio of surface area to volume is the same at every measurement amount.
So in other words, down into the cup, where it says a quarter cup, the surface area there is one quarter of the surface area at the top, where it's a full cup?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I brought in from home my two standard cheapo measuring cups here. Very straight side from top to bottom. What's wrong with these?
The measuring cups are fine instances of measuring cups. I wouldn't mean to impugn your measuring cup. Those measuring cups that you brought in are dry measuring cups. Euclid is a liquid measuring cup. I think the tricky thing with using a dry measuring scoop to measure a liquid is your measurement is up to the very top of the cup. And so if you actually pour liquid up to that top, it's very easy for the liquid to spill over. And so you under pour by a little bit.
Well, I guess that might explain why some of my recipes don't always work out. So we're at the BUR sink. Let's turn on the water. I want to take my, as I admitted, cheap plastic cup. Many times when I'm in the kitchen, as I think many people do, you take the one cup measure, and if you don't have a half a cup, you just try and look down into it and say, okay, I think I got about a half a cup there. So let's test my eyeball for about a half a cup to the Euclid measurement. And not too bad, but not accurate. Why does it matter to have a wicked accurate measuring cup?
There's a bunch of different folks that get excited about the measuring cup. One group is aspiring home chefs. It can be tricky to get recipes to turn out right. And so these folks are looking for anything that's going to increase the chances that the recipes are going to come out right. And so Euclid is an easy step that you can take to reduce one area of concern. And of course, anyone who's into math and tech might like the idea of an engineer applying math to some kitchen tool that no one's thought about for hundreds of years.
It's a really cool cup. Hope it goes well. Thanks for coming to WBUR into this sink and having this chat.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Josh Redstone is the math nerd who invented Euclid, his new and improved one-cup measuring cup. He's wrapping up a Kickstarter campaign to raise money and is hoping to start manufacturing by spring 2018. If you want to see pictures of the cup, go to our website, WBUR.org.
Get out your measuring cups and we'll play a new game. Come to the front of the class and we'll measure your brain. We'll give you a complex and we'll give it a name. Get out your measuring cups and we'll play a new game. Can't have the cream when the crop and the cream are the same.